are trash, bro. Trash.
Respectfully.
Respectfully.
Weed. Come on now, and you come on TV. Can't smoke weed.
Boy, I'm tired. How about you? You tired of running up and down?
Not yet.
It's a direct snap. Weed. Really? Off the weed.
Look at your boy. I built a mile with that yank hard.
Hey, Rev, you okay? All right, I thought you wanted some Skittles. You want some Skittles?
Who are you, Snoop Dogg in a green room? I mean, what the hell is going on?
What up with y'all, man? Welcome to the show. Welcome to episode 2 of the ENT podcast, where here we talk everything sports and smoke. And when we say smoke,
you already
know what we're talking about, man. So these are just our opinions from our observations that we made. And if you disagree, you're more than welcome to hit us up on IG and Twitter at Higher Than Sports. Facebook as well. We have a Facebook now, y'all. We growing. I know y'all see us. You know what I'm saying? So today,
I mean, last episode we were talking about the draft. So let's talk about what we witnessed.
Post draft. You want to?
Yeah, post draft.
I don't think we should get into every pick.
Let's just start off with number 3. I think number 3.
We should start with the first surprise. Three makes sense.
I think that's what the audience wants to hear about.
Yeah, number 3 is because we already knew who number 1 and number 2 was. We knew what that was going to be before the draft even started.
Sorry, Zach Wilson.
Yeah, we knew. So we can start with the number 3 draft. And what we can do is we're going to talk about if you thought it was a good pick for them or not. You know what I'm saying? We're going to start with 3, and then we're going to go over some of the more notable picks throughout the draft. And, of course, we're going to go over my Panthers because I got some shit to say about these niggas.
Of course.
I do.
We'll talk about my Giants.
I do.
Mixed emotions.
I do, man. Sometimes I just don't understand.
We'll see what happens.
I just don't understand sometimes. We're going to get into that.
We'll see.
But number 3, the number 3 overall pick in this year's draft was Trey Lance.
Cisco 49.
I clearly didn't see it coming, man. I thought that they should have either picked him or Justin Fields.
They actually
went with it, man. They actually had the balls to do it. I respect it, man. So I personally thought it was an incredible pick. Incredible pick, man. They had to give up 3 first rounders in the process. But only time is gonna tell if those three picks is gonna make sense. So, but overall, man, I love it. In the second round, they went out and got a guard. His name is Aaron Banks out of Notre Dame. So they're gonna shore up that offensive line to protect Trey Lance and the run game. This guy was pretty good too. I went and looked at his highlights. Well, we ain't got him on right now, but the dude's impressive. He's impressive. I like him. He's big. He's a big body. He can move. The run game though, right? So speaking of the run game, last year they went out and drafted a guy. His name is Trey Sermon at Ohio State. He had a crazy year. Because Kyle Shanahan's system allows running backs always. He always allowed
San Francisco really.
I like the pick a lot. I like the pick a lot, man.
They surprised me. They really did surprise me, man.
They knew they was going to do it, but they did it.
I really thought they were going to get Justin Fields. You know how I was high on Justin Fields. We'll talk about him. We'll discuss Justin Fields later on.
Right.
But, no, I think that's perfect. You got Jimmy G there already.
Right.
I think Jimmy G will play as long as he's healthy. As soon as he's not healthy, we'll see Trey Lance. It's perfect. He'll learn enough under Jimmy G.
Right.
I feel like Jimmy G.
He's under contract for 1 more year.
I think he's under contract for maybe 2 more years. I'm not 1,000% sure. You guys should let us know in the comment section below about that. But I know for a fact that Jimmy G has experience with 2 things, which is being a starter and being a backup. So I think he could help out Trey Lance transition into the NFL.
Absolutely. He doesn't have to start. He doesn't have to come in and immediately start. He can come in and start. He can sit behind somebody and learn the game. So I like it. He doesn't have to play immediately. But I think at some point during the season, they will make the transition from what's his name?
From Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy G. to Trey Lance. I do think they'll make that transition at some point. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like if they win games with Jimmy G, he's a winner. Like with the Patriots, right. I believe he went 4-0 with the Patriots.
Yeah.
And then he went 2-0 with San Fran when he got traded, got injured, started off 6-0, so got a huge contract, mm-hmm. was at one point the highest paid QB. He did take San Fran to the Super Bowl and mm-hmm. lost against Patrick Mahomes.
What you would do is you would play him, get his stock up, and then trade him?
Who? Jimmy G? Yeah, no, I would literally play him because, one, I know if he's healthy, he's taken the 49ers to the Super Bowl. So, of course, he could play. The only issue with him is that he doesn't stay healthy. He's literally injured all the time.
Yeah.
So, as soon as he's injured, I'm throwing in Trey Lance, and I'm going to see what he could do. I think the plays are going to be a little bit more running plays, a little bit more RPOs. But
Oh, for sure.
With Trey Lance, looks like he has a gun, though. It's not like he can't throw.
Mike Shanahan's system allows people who run to eat. Everybody that plays in this system, if you're running back, he played for Kyle Shanahan. So I believe that Trey Lance, he would definitely, once he get his legs on, he's gonna eat. What I would do, I would
And that was literally what was missing in both of the Super Bowls that he lost. The Atlanta Falcons with Matt Ryan, you know he's not a mobile QB. Mm-hmm, and Jimmy G's not considered a mobile QB like that.
Speaking of Atlanta had the next pick. And they made it an amazing pick, in my opinion.
Mine's too. Generational talent prediction right now.
Yeah, it was an amazing pick for the right now, but if I'm being 100% honest with you, I get it, right? I understand the pick, but do you realize the Atlanta Falcons last year was ranked 27th in the NFL in total defense, allowing 292 yards a game and 25.5 points a game? So they had a terrible, horrible defense, right? And they didn't address it in the first round.
But
so what they're banking is that Matt Ryan is still going to produce, and they're just banking that they're going to outscore the other team. They're saying, damn the defense, we're going to score 35 points a game, and y'all got to stop us. You think they're going to put up 35 a game? I mean, the offense is going to be explosive now because they picked up Kyle Pitts. Yo, Kyle Pitts is, you know the man. You know the man. He's a monster, bro. He received the best tight end grade for anybody coming out of college history. Out of college football, ever.
Speaking of the Falcons, though, in the second round with the 40th pick, they got Richie Grant, a safety.
Right.
With the fourth round, they got a cornerback. With the third round, they got an OT.
Okay.
Jalen Mayfield.
Okay.
But in the fifth round, they also got a defensive tackle. And they got another DE in the fifth round, and they got another corner in the fifth round.
Okay.
And in the sixth round, they got a wide receiver, Frankie Darby out of Arizona State. So it's not like they neglected it completely. They didn't neglect the defense completely. I hear you.
They didn't neglect it.
You already have Matt Ryan. He's locked in.
Right. For at least two years.
You have Julio Jones.
Right. When was the last time
you heard about a Falcons tight end? Tony Gonzalez?
They have not only that, they have Calvin Ridley as well. Calvin Ridley is nice. That man is, I think this is his second year. This is about to be his third year. He put up almost a generational talent, bro. You know they're talking about trading Julio?
Julio Jones?
To the Cardinals?
To the Cardinals.
I heard about this yesterday.
I heard that he's in the conversation talks, but I didn't know it was specifically to the Cardinals.
I mean, I understand, but I don't know, man. I'm not mad at the pick. I'm not mad at the pick at all. I'm just wishy-washy because I'm excited. I'm excited to watch and see what they can do on offense. It's going to be explosive. It's going to be, you know, vertical. Just throwing the ball straight down the field. People catching in open space. They going. They're going to be making moves. It's going to be exciting to watch.
Like,
I understand.
Anybody
just,
that gets Julio Jones.
For me, if I was an Atlanta Hawks fan, I would be like,
I don't know why they would trade Julio Jones when you could have both of them.
Why?
I don't understand that. Because anybody that had Julio Jones, like, what?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
That's an all-pro wide receiver.
all-time receiver.
Like, he's amazing. Like, he's not that old.
If I was an Atlanta Hawks fan, right? I would be a little, like, confused. Like, yo, there's mad good defenders in here. We should have traded down and got some mad. Like, what we doing? But I understand. You know what I'm saying? The offense is going to be very explosive, and it's going to be super exciting to watch. So I understand. I see. But
they probably have a better record than the Panthers.
Who? The Falcons?
The Falcons, yeah.
Nah. I'm not going. Nah. We're going to get into the... I don't want to talk about the Panthers. We're going to get into the Panthers. Because I got some... We're going to get into the Panthers.
Let's keep going down. Down the results from last week's draft.
The next pick was Cincinnati, I believe.
Yeah, Cincinnati got Chase.
What you think about that?
I think you were right. They got Chase. I definitely thought they was gonna get O-lineman, but they got Chase. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it make keep your QB happy. If that's somebody he's familiar with, he's been successful with.
I guess you.
You have the opportunity to get him.
Right.
Why not? It's not like he's a scrub. Right. It's not like he's asking for a bench player.
He's asking for somebody that he already has a rapport with, he already has chemistry with. They both did incredible things when they played together at their long year at LSU.
I believe they were roommates in college as well.
But for me on this pick, again, like, I get it. I definitely get it. But at the same time, I get it and I don't get it at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm wishy-washy on this one too, right? So Joe Burrow, to me, is the franchise's savior. This is what they're deeming this man to be, right?
Yep.
They're anointing him like, yo, take us to the promised land. And I believe he can do it. But last year, bruh, he couldn't play because a lack of protection. Like, they were rushing him, and he got hit so many times that he couldn't stay on the field because he was unhealthy because they couldn't protect him. There was not one, but two considered incredible, great offensive tackles in this draft, and they didn't take either one of them. If this guy is supposed to be your future, your franchise savior, why don't you make sure that he's able to play?
Because the Bengals don't usually do things correctly.
But that could cost that man his career.
Technically speaking, I am on your side, but I'm not super against Chase. I'm not super against Chase. I am on your side. He literally
got
injured.
I'm not against it.
He would have got offensive rookie of the year if he wouldn't have got injured. I believe so.
I'm not against it. He was
on a roll.
I just don't understand it 1,000%. It's like, I see what y'all doing, but I don't see what y'all doing at the same time. You know what I'm saying? How you feel about it?
Exactly what you said, besides the fact that because it is Jamar Chase, I really, really, really do understand.
I do too. I mean,
because it's not like, once again, it's not somebody off the bench. It's not, hey, that's just my best friend.
Right.
Nah, this dude's elite. Lots of people wanted him.
And it's not like they were average together. You know what I'm saying? They won championships together. They broke records together.
It sounds like, I don't know what's going to happen. Are they going to keep AJ Green? Because if him and AJ Green would be great.
They got AJ Green on the team. They got somebody else on the team.
Is Giovanni Bernard still on the team?
No, Tyler Boyd. Yo, this dude is now officially the best receiver on that squad. Well, he was last year. AJ Green, I believe, had 1,000 yards. Tyler Boyd had 1,200 yards last year. Baller. This dude, and he's young, too. He's young, man. Those two together with Chase and Burrow, whew. Man, offense is just going to be crazy next year. It seems like offense is gonna be a vibe next year for sure. So I want to see them. I'm gonna definitely watch them play next year. But maybe in free agency, you know what I'm saying, maybe they're gonna pick up an offensive tackle. Maybe they got something in the works that I don't know about. I don't know. Maybe they do. But you gotta protect that man. If he's your guy, you gotta protect him.
Especially long term.
Know what I mean?
Let's go on to the next pick. I feel like we sort of agree on that.
Gotta protect them. The next pick. No, I don't think we should. What was the next pick?
The next pick. Who got the sixth pick? I forgot who got the sixth pick.
Let's go. The two offensive tackles.
Let's go straight to Denver, because Denver, We're not going to Denver?
Nah.
Because Denver could have got Justin Fields, and they decided not to.
We're not going there first because you skipped the 8 pick. The Panthers. And we for sure not skipping the Panthers.
So let's go to Denver, like I was saying.
I want to know how you feel about the Panthers picking up J.C. Horn, and I'm going to tell you how I feel about it.
You guys got a cornerback, right?
Yeah. That's him right there. He's tall. He's long. He's fast. He can move his hips. He's strong. He follows the number one receiver everywhere across the field. He's a number one receiver. He makes some mistakes. He gambles a little bit too much. But how do you what you think?
You wouldn't have preferred, and this goes down to a lot of picks outside of the Cowboys. You wouldn't have preferred Justin Fields?
Would I have preferred Justin Fields over J.C. Horn?
He was there.
If we would have got Justin Fields, I believe in Sam Darnold. I believe he can succeed. I believe all he needs is protection, and we got him the necessary weapons. But if we would have got Justin Fields, I think we would have used him for trade capital. We would have used him to maybe stash him for a year, then we would have traded him for assets. Because
you wanted a wide receiver then?
Did I want Devontae Smith in the draft? Did I want him? Nah.
Yeah, Waddle.
I wanted an offensive tackle. I wanted Rashard Slater.
Oh, you wanted offensive
tackle. I wanted protection in the first round.
You wanted to protect Sam Darnold.
Absolutely. I mean, I believe in him, and I think our organization believes in him. If you believe in him and he's your guy, protect him. Make sure he doesn't give him a chance to actually see what he can do. But J.C. Green, man, I'm not going to sit here and act like I seen it coming. I ain't going to cap, you know what I'm saying? I am not going to lie. Like, I seen us picking him because I definitely did not. I seen multiple, and I mean multiple drafts, mock drafts from ESPN to every major one you can think of.
You never saw him.
Nobody had him going number 8. The highest I've seen him projected to go was 12. So immediately, I'm like,
Not even the Giants were looking at him. Wow.
What is going on, right? Because I didn't want to get emotional at first.
I mean, we did see the draft together, so right. I saw how emotional you actually got. You wasn't happy.
I wasn't happy, but I wasn't, like, over the top mad. I was just trying to process it because I'm trying to figure out, like, what the fuck is going on right now?
There was a little bit of stuff coming out of his. Because after the first day,
I was confused. I'm like,
do you feel better
what
now?
What we doing? Okay, so since you're asking me that, the guy's a number one corner, right? That's one of our biggest needs. We needed a number one corner at that, and we needed an offensive tackle. We needed a specifically, but offensive line, right? So I personally would have went towards offensive line, right? Offensive tackle because there were two that were right there for us that we could have taken. One of them was considered, the guy was an All-American.
The Penn State one?
There was only like three all unanimous All-Americans and three or four, and he was one of them. He's considered like generation of talent, so I'm like, yo, let's go ahead and get him. Like, why not? But they went out and got a cornerback in the first round. We needed him. Looking at the draft all together, right? I get it. I definitely get it. But on the first day, I was super confused because I was like, yo, are we about to do the same stupid shit we always do, bruh? Because peep this, right? We were sitting at 8. Justin Fields was on the play, right?
That's what I was thinking.
There were multiple teams that need quarterbacks, right? The Patriots were looking to move up. The Chicago, who eventually took him anyway, were looking to move up. I'm thinking, okay, so if they want him, why don't we just give him our pick and move back, and then we still take our guy anyways? We could have still taken our guy anyways. We could have gave them the number 8 pick, moved back, got extra draft capital in the first round, and still got our guy assets. Anyways.
Yeah, nobody was looking for
That's
him.
That's why I was like, yo.
Who is yo, the GM? What the, what,
yo, yeah, nigga, I was about to, like, call Carolina, the whole state, like, yo, nigga, what's going on right now? Like, so I was confused, bro. I didn't get Emergency it. I did not get it. But honestly, man, looking at it all together, I like it, though. I'm not going to lie to you. I like it. Because the first round, right, our biggest need was a cornerback and offensive tackle. First round, went out and got a man. Look at this man. This man goes everywhere anybody goes on the field. He's a number one. He's a number one cornerback, right? We made some trades. We made a lot of trades. Now, I'm not going to get into all the trades because we made legit probably like three. We made a lot of trades to where we came back up in the second round, in the first, at the beginning of the second round, and we got a receiver, Terrence Marshall, out of your school. That's your school, right? LSU?
Yeah.
I love that man, yo. Yo, the dude is tall. The dude is fast. And guess who was the offensive coordinator? Who was the offensive coordinator for Carolina? Do you know?
No, you should know.
I do know. It's Joe Brady. Do you know what school Joe Brady was at before he was with Carolina?
LSU.
A year and a half? LSU. So you would assume that he would know how to use Terrence Marshall, especially when Terrence Marshall had his breakout year under Joe Brady. You assume he know how to use him, right? So I thought that was a great pickup. This dude, he had, yo, with Jamar Chase, he had to play second fiddle to Jamar Chase and Justin Jeffries. All these niggas was on the same team at the same time. And he still almost had 1,000 yards. So I'm like, the nigga played by himself. Well, I see what the man can do. So I think underneath Joe Brady, man, I think he's going to go crazy. In the third round, right, we picked up an offensive tackle, which I told you we really needed, right? This man name is Brady Chastanine. I'm probably fucking up his name. My fault, my boy. I apologize. But Brady Chastanine out of BYU. Who did he protect last year?
Who?
He went to BYU. Who did he protect last year?
Oh, Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson. Have you seen Zach Wilson highlights, right? You seen the pockets, but they were fairly clean, right? He didn't really get touched too much last year. You know why?
I think he only got touched twice last year.
Do you know why?
Why?
This man, Braden Christian, is a monster, bruh. So we, in the first three, and we finessed to get him, too. We moved up to get him, too, right? And, bruh, I just really like this draft a lot, man. We finessed to got another guy, right? So he came out of the football factory gods, bro.
What?
The football factory guys in college. Who are they?
Alabama.
You know who they are. They go by different names. Some people call them Bama. Some people call them God. Everybody got different names for them. I call them factory football guys, right? So this man, he is legit the biggest man in the draft, bro. The man is 6'4", 350 pounds. And guess where we got him at?
Second?
The sixth round, bro.
Sixth round.
He fell all the way to the sixth round, bro. So we got two offensive tackles. We got a shutdown number one cornerback. We got a receiver that played underneath the same system that we're going to be playing with the same offensive coordinator that had his best breakout season. So look at it all together. I like it. I got to say something to my dog, Sam. Sam, I know you're going to be listening to this at one point, my nigga. Sam, I fuck with you, bro. And I believe in you. I know you can succeed, nigga. But if you do not make it work with this offense, bro, respectfully, you are trash, bro. Trash.
Respectfully, though.
You're trash, bro. Because we got too much going on. You're trash. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say. But I rock with you, Sam. Let's go. Let's go, man. The next pick, though, you said you wanted to get into your boy, right?
Of course.
You said you wanted to get into your boy, right? We can get into that. Fields?
Boy.
Fields, the way that man dropped, the way they just stole this man makes no damn sense to me.
Boy,
somebody should go to jail for robbery.
How did this start?
Oh, man.
First of all, I don't want to hear about Daniel Jones. We had Justin Fields right there.
Oh, go ahead. Talk your shit,
right there.
Talk your shit, bro.
We're talking about if you go college career for a college career,
right?
Just choose anyone of Justin Fields' talk college career. Shit. That's better than Daniel Jones' whole entire college career.
Let me pause you for a second because I want you to. I like these emotions. Wait, let me pause you for a second because I love these emotions.
Oh
right?
Oh my god!
I love these emotions, but we're gonna get into the Giants. I think you should say that for the Giants.
Oh my
god! Let's concentrate on Chicago and then moving up to take Justin Fields.
Oh,
how do you feel about
for
that?
Chicago.
How do you feel about that?
It's amazing.
Incredible.
They finessed the shit out of
the league.
Us.
The whole league.
Oh my god! They dropped. They was like Aaron Rodgers is getting out of town. He might not be in the division.
Do I like this pick? Do I hate this pick?
I love this pick.
I love this pick.
If you're a Bears fan,
yo, Chicago,
you should be happy right
Chicago,
now.
Y'all got one, bro.
You should be happy
y'all
right now.
Y'all got one, bro. And to no disrespect, no lie to no other quarterback that's played in Chicago since like the Super Bowl era, but who's the best quarterback that played for Chicago in the Super Bowl era? Off the top of your head.
Mitchell Trubisky, probably. Honestly.
Jake Cutler. We're naming
Jay
two
Trubisky,
very modern. Like, if you're talking about these are the two best quarterbacks that played for your team in the last 40 years, I mean, damn, son. Damn. That they. I know they are celebrating.
They're
popping
like very
bottles.
Middle in the
they are. Everybody is coming together and having a great time in Chicago right now because I know they got one, man. They finally got a quarterback. They moved up 9 slots, right? They gave up a 4th, a 5th, and a 6th, which is a decent, you know what I'm saying? It's a decent amount, but in my opinion, for Justin Fields, it's worth it. It's worth it, man. The dude did everything you can do. He played his biggest games. He played his biggest games when they mattered most. On the biggest stage in college football, during his 2 years at Ohio State, he played his best games when they needed him in the playoffs and in the championship. The Jets, in my opinion, I thought they was going to take him a number two because I think he's the number two best quarterback in the draft. He can possibly be number one. But the Jets passed on him, and they going to feel like, hey,
he's
Jets.
He's in a better situation, bro,
you
though.
Go, oh, nigga, what is he?
I'm happy
is
Justin
it?
Fields
Do you realize
didn't
he...
get to go to the Jets. Him being with the Bears, they already have a defense. They have Khalil Mack, and
guess what? Guess who else they got?
They do make it to
they got
the
a number one receiver as well.
Yeah, of course.
Allen Robinson.
Of course.
You know how many yards he had last year?
2,000?
Not 2,000. He had over 1,200 yards last year.
Oh, okay.
So he's a legit number one receiver. They have a lot of guys. I was looking at their roster earlier. They have a lot of guys for a number two slot. They're not amazing, but they're young guys. One guy had 650 yards. One guy had 780.
But look at who their QB was.
That's what I'm saying.
It was Nick
that's
Foles
what I'm saying.
And I believe they that's, now have yeah, Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton was on the team last year, and he's going to be the backup, though. I think Justin Fields come in immediately and start.
Yeah. I think he should come in immediately. I mean, I think he would come in immediately. But if Nick Foles plays for a little while, starts losing some games, and then Justin Fields comes in, I wouldn't mind that either. I don't think he needs to start the first game.
He's going to take over that job pretty soon.
Of course. Chicago's a Justin Fields jersey.
Hey, I can tell you this.
Chicago.
Justin Fields got shooters in Chicago already. Facts. They willing to slide for my guy already.
I think it's perfect.
Facts.
I feel like the fact that they were looking for Russell Wilson was a big hint that they were going to
I don't know if he got
Justin
shooters,
Fields.
Though, for real. Let me not put that on there. I'm just assuming that the shooters are going to slide for him. I'm just assuming. You know what I'm saying?
But perfect situation for Justin Fields is better than being with the Jets.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really wanted you on my Giants,
absolutely.
Man.
So with the Giants, right? You want me to speak my piece on the Giants first, and then you want to do your thing on it, or do you want to?
You could go ahead. I'll let you go
because
I'm
Giants was the next. The Giants was the next.
Pick.
The next, yeah.
The
next, but that was important. I feel like the next.
They
for
traded.
Us to speak
yeah.
On. So. Kadarius Toney, is that his name?
That's his name. It's very hard to find his stats, right?
I'm not going to lie.
He's fast. Go ahead.
When y'all traded down, right?
Correct. With Chicago.
I ain't tripping. When y'all traded down, I was disappointed.
Cause you didn't get
Justin. And I'm not even a Giants
him
fan.
In New York would have
I just
been
thought
a
that
vibe.
Y'all had so many options at that position. You could have got Fields, you could have got Waddle, you could have got a defensive player, the guy from Penn State. I was like, y'all got a lot of options here, and y'all moved down. And I was just like, I don't get it. I thought y'all was on our type of time. I was like, these niggas about to do that stupid shit again. But I thought y'all was gonna get the man out of the football guy factory. What y'all call it again?
Bama.
I thought y'all was gonna get Waddle out of there, but I thought y'all was gonna take his speed. Had Saquon coming back. I thought this was gonna be a make it break it year for Daniel Jones. I thought y'all was gonna put him on the hot seat. Like, yo, we got you these weapons. Prove it. Are you good? Yes or no? I thought that was gonna be this type of year, but y'all traded back and was looking a little stupid at first, but I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I like the pick. I like it. It was hard to find his stats, but finding his highlights wasn't hard at all.
No.
Wasn't hard at all.
He's fast.
The dude, Kadarius Toney,
it's because Kyle Pitts was there, so he barely touched the ball.
He is versatile. I seen him lining up at every position on the receiver. He was in the slot. He was on the outside. He was on the inside. They lined the man up at running back, bro. I was like, damn, yo, who is this nigga? And not only could he play multiple positions, right? The man is mad aggressive. He looks for contact. Most receivers don't really look for contact. They shy away from him. This dude is running like he's like 275 pounds, but I love it, man. I love it. I like this dude a lot, man. He's not afraid to put his helmet down and make a play. He can take the ball out the backfield, and you can put him in motion. You can line him up on
he's
the outside. He can be in the
slot.
Yo, you know who he remind me of, man?
Who?
He remind me of two people. He remind me of his frame, his body, his agile, his ability to avoid defenders. He remind me of Victor Cruz. And he reminds me of Curtis Samuel, but he's not as fast as Curtis Samuel. His versatility reminds me so much of Curtis Samuel. But those two guys, Curtis Samuel and Victor Cruz, he reminds me of those two guys. But I like it. I like it a lot, man. I like it a lot. Well, how do you feel about it?
I mean, he's going to start immediately. He runs a 4.3. He's like 6 foot, I believe like 190 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that happy because we still have Daniel Jones. And honestly, like, this man can't take care of the football. Like, his biggest issue is fumble, pick after pick, pick after pick. You have the opportunity to secure the future and not have to worry about stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Justin Fields is right there.
I hear you.
Chicago giving you a lot for him. What that means? They know his worth. They know his damn worth. And not to knock, nothing against Tony, Kadarius Tony, the wide receiver we got. I feel like he could ball. It's just that he had Kyle Pitts, so he barely got to touch the ball. But with Daniel Jones, it's hard. Let's see what happens. Let's see if there's growth. I'm a Giants fan, so let's see if there's growth. But if you ask me right now,
mm-hmm.
Justin Fields hasn't even touched.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all in a Chicago Bears uniform. And I could almost guarantee he'll have less picks, less fumbles.
So what you're telling me is,
man can't take care of the ball. He's not that fast. It's not like he can't scramble around. But he's almost like, he's like a Nick Foles. It's like, we were like, yo, we're good with Nick Foles. We don't need Justin Fields. And then the Chicago Bears have Nick Foles in their roster, and they traded up to get Justin Fields. So it's like, what the fuck are we doing?
Without Justin Fields like, ever putting on an NFL uniform, you have more trust in him than Daniel Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not mad at it because I can't disagree. I cannot disagree, but this is definitely a make it take a year for Daniel
Jones.
For sure.
He had a relationship with Eli Manning.
Right.
That was his QB coach.
Mm-hmm.
and I don't see the results. Because Eli's not known for this.
Well, you got to prove it now.
Eli's not really.
You got to prove it now. Mr. Jones.
You could say, I mean, Eli's not. I mean, Eli's pretty average.
You got a lot of Giants fans there.
But when it comes to Super Bowl time, playoff time, Eli does what it does.
Yeah. They looking for you.
Honestly, I wish we would have Justin Fields. I would have a Justin Fields jersey on right now. But we have Daniel Jones.
I like the pick, though. I can't lie to you. I like the pick. I like the guy out of Florida. I like him a lot. I think the dude can. I think he's a playmaker. I think he's gonna make plays for y'all. But we've been doing a lot of football, and we're gonna try to give you guys some basketball, because last time we didn't get to get into basketball as much, so we want to touch on a few things basketball this time. So
we're in our first passion,
right?
That's basketball. How we first met, arguing about ball. So
yeah, right,
let's get into
right.
this ball.
For sure, basketball is a love, man. We love the game of basketball as well as football as well, but basketball was the first love. And I want to know what you think about this the play-in tournament. Because I did a little research on it, and I just want to break, because some people don't know, you know what I'm saying, what the play-in tournament is. So, and it's a little different from it was last year. So I just want to give the people a little bit of information on it. So the tournament is basically set up to where the 7th and the 8th seed are both up for grabs. The 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th ranked teams are all going to be participating in this tournament. The 7th and the 8th teams will play one game, and the winner will secure one playoff spot. The ninth and the tenth team will play one game, and the winner of that game will play the loser of the ridge of the first game, the eighth and the ninth. They're gonna play the loser, and the winner of that game is gonna secure the last playoff spot. So after the play-in series happened, then the playoffs will continue as normal, and the first will versus the eighth, the second versus the seventh, the third versus the sixth, and fourth, fifth, et cetera, et cetera. So that's going to be the playoff tournament. Last year, there was only one spot up for grabs, so that was only two teams that was playing in it. This year, there's two spots up for grabs, so there's going to be four teams playing in it. So what do you think about the NBA play-in tournament?
I don't know if you heard what Kendrick Perkins said, but I agree with him. I feel like for a while now, we've been complaining about the end of the regular season. A lot of players taking time off, resting for the playoffs, getting really just cheating us, the fans.
Load management?
Yeah, just...
Load management is
yeah, just cheating the fans, man. I've definitely been a victim of that, of literally paying high expensive tickets.
Go see your favorite player and then they don't play.
Yep. Because of load management, of course.
That suck, man. That gotta be.
But with this play-in tournament, it's like that 7th and 8th spot is not guaranteed for you. So.
Right. So now the 6th spot is more. People are now pushing more for the 6th spot, so they don't have to play in the play tournament.
Which
so I
makes
think
regular
make
season games more important.
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing, because at first I didn't really understand it, because the formatting didn't make sense to me. But after I got a better grasp on it, I was like, yeah, it makes sense. I like it. I love it. I think it's great for the league, because now 2/3 of the league is going to be playing in the postseason. So a lot of teams are going to be having more things to play for. The games are going to be more meaningful. So they're going to have to stop that low management shit, because now we got something to play for now. We got a chance to actually win the championship.
And it's one and done. It's only one game.
Just like college basketball. So the excitement is going to be super exciting.
Yeah, so for the fans, for us, it's
right.
awesome.
Right, it's amazing. It's just like what you got.
Yeah.
Steph versus Dame, one game. What's up? Yeah, that's gonna be crazy.
That could be
one of the possible matchups. That'd be crazy. But for me, man, I think one of the most important thing in the NBA that matters is experience, man. Experience is super, super vital for development for players. So I think with this is gonna give more players, especially more younger players, more time to get experience. The postseason. Some players like De'Aaron Fox, he's never been in the postseason. Now they got a chance to play in the postseason with these games, and now he gains that experience. Now he knows what it's like to play in the postseason. So next season he's gonna come back, he's gonna be ready.
But it's almost like the NCAA tournament, though, where it's like one and done, when you win the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's somewhat some familiarity to it, but I get what you mean. Because it's more intense.
Yeah, and it's going to make the games more, again, the games are going to mean, they're going to be more meaningful now. So players are going to have
to. No, I definitely.
I like it.
Yeah, I definitely like it. I just feel like, wow. Like, it's funny how if it wasn't for coronavirus in the bubble, this would have never been implemented.
It would have been a thing, right? Yeah. And then we probably would have never gave this a chance and opportunity. And now that we went through this situation,
because I think they're going to keep it forever now.
You think so?
I think so.
I think they should.
Yeah, I think they're going to keep it forever. I think it makes sense. It's one more game, so that's more money to pocket.
Right.
More tickets for that day, more cable, whatever, for that day.
You know
day.
What's a possible matchup right now, which I said earlier?
Portland.
Steph versus Dame. Yeah. That'd be crazy, one game. Who do you think would go off? Who do you think would win that game? One game right now. Golden State versus Portland. Who do you think? Taking both processes into consideration, what do you think?
I think Curry needs to win that game.
You think he would win that game?
He needs to win that
you
game.
You think he will win that game, though? That's what I'm asking. Yes. Yeah. That's what you're saying? Yeah. I can't say that because, bro, I think on Golden State, you just got to focus on one person. Steph, that's it. That's all they got to worry about, stopping Steph. You got Dame. You got CJ. You got one game, Melo. He can perform for a game. I just think they got too much to worry about on the other side, and I think Dame is going to go crazy. He just wants an opportunity.
Don't they have that rookie on the Warriors? What's his name?
James Wiseman?
Yeah.
It's cool, but he's only averaging like 14 points a game or something like that. 14 and like.
They got him. They got rebounds. Draymond. Klay's not coming back for that.
CJ's averaging like 24, so that's not gonna work.
It's gonna
out.
Be in, no. This Mello is what I'm saying. This is what I like Mello to play. This is literally why
it's
I
be
love
so
it.
Excited, man.
I love it. It's just so crazy that if it wasn't for something so terrible, that something so amazing wouldn't have come to be. Like. We were really always complaining, like, damn, like, you know, end of the season, who cares? We really don't. We stop watching basketball, honestly.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we pick it back up around
when the playoffs start. When it start.
And then around the regular season, we honestly, we know that players, they're not, it's not that they don't care, but not every single game is as intense as other ones. Like, so you know that now every game matters.
Yeah, facts.
Every game matters. Everything's so close.
Mm-hmm. You know what I want to talk about, though?
What's
I want to talk about how y'all bum-ass niggas got y'all bum-ass spanked.
Who you talking
Two
about,
Two games in a row, nigga.
You talking about Kai Kai.
Two games in a... Kai Kai. That nigga is overrated, bro.
No, he's not.
I mean, let me...
But let's focus on the game. The Kai Kai is not overrated.
I mean, I mean, we can get into Kyrie being overrated.
He's not overrated, but the he's just
an offensive player. That's all he is. And when I say offensive player, he's just an offensive scorer. That's it. He's not an above average playmaker. No, he's not. He's not an above average rebounder. No, he's not.
He's
an above average scorer. Way above average scorer.
I feel like Kyrie could do anything you ask him to do.
He can't guard nobody, nigga, clearly.
He could get his cookies when necessary.
No, nigga, he can't.
He could get his cookies
when
necessary.
No, he can't.
In the playoffs, he get cookies.
No, he can't. No, he can't.
Go check that. In the playoffs, Kyrie gets some cookies.
Man, how y'all get scraped? How y'all get scraped two games in a row? How you think y'all going to beat them in the playoffs? Because I don't.
Who, the Bucks?
Yep.
I was telling
y'all gotta
you,
go through
I was
them
telling
eventually.
This man for a while. We was marking this down for a while about... how important this game, these
y'all
games
lost
are
both.
Gonna be. Hey, KD just came back.
The nigga looked like he didn't just come back to me. He was hooping.
He was hooping against
what
Bum,
more do you want him to do?
He was hooping.
What
he
more can he do?
20.
What more can he do, bro?
He had 40 and 20.
Right.
Yeah.
And y'all
and
still
20.
Got smoked.
No, I'm lying. Twice. I'm lying. I said 40 and 20. He had 40 and 10.
Don't even matter. He could have had 20 and y'all still got smoked.
Nah, chill.
So twice.
Chill.
Twice, nigga. Nah, what you mean, chill? It happened.
Back
it happened. Back, the nigga had, listen to yourself. The nigga
and
had
10,
40
and 10
back to
back.
Back. And Kyrie had 30 in one of those games.
And Giannis had 50.
And y'all still, you know what I'm saying?
Giannis
don't think y'all gonna beat
50.
Him. I don't think y'all gonna beat him.
Honestly, outside of injuries, the biggest issues with the Nets, we all know. Look at who the head coach is, assistant head coach.
Oh,
it's defense, man.
Nigga said the head coach. These niggas signed everybody in the world.
They signed
everybody
in
the world,
bro.
Everybody that
Yo, if you,
everybody
if
that
you
ever thought
any,
about playing basketball, pulled up to Brooklyn, bro.
Bro, if you have any association with the Phoenix Suns, you're signed to the
bro,
Brooklyn Nets.
Bro, if you ever thought about playing basketball and just went to the Brooklyn Nets, bro. Yo, y'all got everybody. I don't want to hear no fucking coaching, nigga. Fuck out of here.
I'm
fuck out of here. Nah.
Defense,
nah. Hell
we don't
no.
play enough defense.
Nah.
We could have played a little bit
nigga,
more defense.
Nigga, y'all got. Hell nah. We not giving y'all
when
that.
When somebody drops 50,
we not giving
you
y'all that. We not giving y'all that. Y'all got KD, Kyrie, and James Harden all on the same team. Not to mention
James,
all these niggas that y'all picked
play?
Up. No, he didn't. I don't care. That's
James
not my fault. That's not my fault, though. That's not the league's fault.
You can't bring up his name if he ain't played.
Y'all got him on. He's on the team, though.
He ain't play though.
He on the team.
He don't matter for that for these two specific games, though.
I don't think y'all gonna beat the Niggas.
I think so.
I don't.
I think
we
so.
Gonna see. We gonna see. This
I'm
is
not
a playoff.
Lie.
This is a
honestly,
playoff preview. This is a playoff preview, and I think they
I was
got more
say
in store for y'all.
I believe the Lakers lost to the Clippers every game in the regular season besides the last game, so I'm not really tripping over.
We gonna see. But the way that they was playing, man, the way that they was playing, the way they was moving the ball, the way they was playing defense, their matchups, and that they're going to play different. They're not showing y'all the defense that they're going to play in the playoffs,
yeah.
Clearly. Yeah, they're going to play something different, and y'all couldn't
you already
get past
know.
That. So we're going to see. We're going to see. I know who did beat them last year in the playoffs, though.
The Miami Heat.
You damn straight they did.
This is what I'm saying.
Damn
like,
straight.
If y'all could beat them, I'm not even really worried about beating them.
Nigga,
the
we was hooping. That's why
y'all
I'm
play defense.
I don't. Yeah, right. And
y'all,
don't, y'all don't play defense. So
that's
don't
what I said. That's
y'all.
The biggest issue is that we
don't
play
defense.
Don't y'all,
nigga. And we don't even have the talent.
But Kai plays defense during the playoffs, and James
like
Harden.
Nah, we not. They don't play
defense. A little bit of defense.
Man, hell nah. That nigga don't. I'm not a Kyrie hater. He's an amazing.
I'm not talking about full court press defense.
With the ball in his hand, this man is all.
For steals and stuff during the playoffs.
But when he don't got the ball in his hands, bro.
There's more defensive effort during the playoffs.
He hooped, though. That's my guy.
You was just giving Kai mad props for moving without the basketball. He can move without the basketball.
He can move without the basketball. I'm not saying he can't move without the basketball. He can score and move without the basketball. But what else does he do?
He's an amazing.
What?
Everything.
What?
Everything.
What, nigga?
Everything.
He's an amazing. What?
Everything.
He score. Okay. Ball handler. That has to do with score. Shooting. That has to do with scoring. What else? Finishing. Finisher. No, nigga, he's not an amazing. Nobody in the history of ever said, yo, you know what Kyrie's good at? Passing them. You seen that Kyrie pass? That nigga is the next. You never heard that.
When those highlights pull up, those just be the best you ever
Who
seen.
Said that? Who said that? Whoever. Who said that?
Me.
Who said, okay, nigga, me. No.
Team Kai Kai over here.
Listen, Kyrie's great at scoring the ball. I'm not mad. He's an amazing scorer, but you know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of injuries. Like, we could look at other teams in the league going through injuries right now.
People
especially the Lakers right now with AD and LeBron.
AD is taking him some time to get back into. And we knew that. You know when you come back from an extended period of time without playing basketball, you're going to come back with some rust on you, which he did. So he's starting to get his legs underneath him. LeBron looks like he's going to take the next two games off, which makes sense because they won last night, which gave them a point ahead of. I'm not sure.
Dennis Schroeder is out because of COVID, too.
How long is he out for?
10 to 14 days.
Ah, damn. Nigga, that's the wrong time to catch. And not trying to make light of COVID or nothing, but that's the wrong time to catch COVID, bro.
Yeah, it's not official that he caught COVID, but we could assume that he did. But the protocol is just he's out through to COVID protocol.
But I think
days.
Y'all winning that game last night was vital. Y'all gave yourselves a head up. AD had 25 and I believe 8 boards. So he's getting his legs underneath him. I think.
What you think about what LeBron said?
He's never going to be 100% in this year.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure at this point in his career, I'm positive LeBron knows his body. So I'm sure he knows he's not going to have enough time to rest and then recuperate and get back to 100%. I'm pretty sure that's what he meant, but he's going to have to get as healthy as he possibly can for them to even make a run at the championship. They need as healthy as LeBron they possibly can. Because that's why I think that he's taking the next two games off. I think he's going to take the next two games off. He's going to gauge the team. If they keep winning, I think he's going to keep sitting until the playoffs start. Might as well. I would.
I mean,
but
if
they
we keep
need LeBron
winning,
as healthy as possible for you guys to win the chip.
I mean, if we keep winning, but he doesn't want to play in the play-in tournament, so.
So you guys got to keep winning.
Exactly. And let's just see what happens, because I believe we lost, like, the last 4 out of 6 games. Because we did win, like, that game you're talking about, and we won a previous game that was important, but still, 4 out of the last 6, we lost.
You lost 4 out of the last 6?
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the wrong time to be going on a losing streak. But
that's why we keep dropping.
Said. Yeah, you know what injuries said, that's what happens.
So. Yeah, I mean, you can't control injuries, but...
Can't at all. But, man, I think this is a solid place to leave our people, man. I think this is a great place to. You have any finishing thoughts? You have any finishing words? You have anything you want to leave the people with?
I feel like we didn't talk about the Patriots, man. The intro for our freaking first episode was Mac Jones, and we ain't discussed Mac Jones going to the Patriots. And I
at
feel
all,
we can't leave
at
off.
We're gonna get it. If you guys want Mac Jones, let us know. We'll get, because I got some feelings about, because you know Cam my guy, right? You know that, right?
Yeah,
Cam my guy. So would you consider me a Patriots fan now? I'm a Patriots supporter.
The same way I'm a Nets supporter because Kai Kai's over there.
Yo, yeah, is that faking me to be a supporter? Because I really like Cam. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's how we feel. That's how it is on this podcast. So let us know, because I'm not a Brooklyn fan like that. I'm just a big Kai Kai supporter since forever. Big Kyrie Irving fan. And honestly, big James Harden fan. I've been called James Harden ages ago.
So you're that
facts.
Fan.
And I was a KD fan until he did. A fake Nets fan. But are we fake? Let us know.
No. Actually, let us know separately, because I feel like your fake is a little bit different from my fake. I feel like you got a different level of fakeness going on over here. So let me know about my fakeness, and then let her know about her fakeness, because I feel like there's levels to this shit a little bit. You feel me?
Because sadly to say, when Kyrie went to the freaking Celtics, I'm a Laker fan. I fucking hate the Celtics. I had that Celtics 11 on. You feel me?
Because
Kai Kai was on the team. So wherever Kai Kai goes, I go. But
I hear that. Hey, man, shout out to any and everybody that's listening to this, man. Shout out to y'all, because we appreciate y'all, man. Y'all the day one fans. Y'all the number one supporters. Y'all holding it down. And we see y'all, too, man. We definitely see y'all out there liking up the Instagram. Follow us on Instagram, on Twitter. Follow us out there on social media. We appreciate y'all, man. We love y'all, man. And that's love, man. Trying to support from the beginning is love. And we see y'all, and I promise you, like we said before, the people that's holding us down right now in the beginning stages, we're working on getting our equipment better. We're going to give you guys better quality. We got a lot of ideas that's coming together. But right now, we're focused on content. We want to give you guys something, because we realize we got something, and we're trying to build the chemistry between each other. So just please be patient with us. Give us some time, and we appreciate and we love y'all. And I promise, y'all day one listeners, man. Y'all people that's listening right now, we see y'all, bruh.
We definitely see y'all out there.
We see y'all, bruh.
We want to make content for you guys. So make sure to let us know. Let us know exactly what you guys want us to talk about.
Where are they going
to
follow us at?
Follow us at Higher Than Sports on Twitter, Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page as well. And make sure you... And make sure you guys... Call in on Anchor. We have live phone lines. If you guys actually want to be heard in our podcast, call us in.
Up. That's the Mingo's ad lib right there.
Call in.
I sound like Mingo's a little bit. My voice a little hoarse. So don't judge me, nigga. I know you judging me right now. Stop judging, nigga. Judgmental ass, nigga. I'm fucking with y'all. I fuck with y'all.
Nothing but love, but I think we out.
Nothing but love. Peace, love, man. We appreciate y'all, and we out.